I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
The Tower House and the twin Enderbys, Martha and Carol, had got me completely puzzled. To add to my bewilderment, no less than £12,000 worth of diamonds was discovered by Barbara in my caravan. These were the proceeds of a robbery, but 2 days old. I did some research among old papers in Enderby Village and discovered that a series of daring jewel robberies had been carried out 30 years previously. Acting on a hunch, Barbara and I took the opportunity of searching Tower House. I was compelled, however, to silence, for the time, the old handyman, Cutler. To our surprise, we came across a diamond hoard in Martha's room. Then, opening an old upright chest, we were horrified by its contents.
A skeleton?
Yes, a skeleton.
How ghastly. Shut the door, for heaven's sake. Oh, Rowley, what does it mean?
Somehow, I'm beginning to see a lot of things fairly clearly.
Tell me later. I'm getting out of this terrible room.
We'll both get out. But I'm going to find Carol's room first and have a look in there.
Must you?
Yes. Come on, it'll be upstairs. Because the only bedroom on this floor is Martha's. She couldn't negotiate the stairs. Look, if you'd rather stay down here, do so. You can warn me of the approach of anyone.
No fear. I'm not staying round these parts by myself for anything.
All right. Up we go. Here we are. Here's the front room.
I don't like this, Rowley. I feel low.
Well,
an intruder.
Let's have a good look round quickly and then get out.
I'm not opening any cupboards. Listen.
Hey?
Listen.
Holy mackerel, that's Martha coming back. Come to the window.
I can hardly see it. It's got so dark. The old man Cutler in the kitchen. The man you knocked out. What if she discovers him?
My word, yes. All right, we'll go. Pronto. Come on. Out the back way if we've time. Hurry, girl.
Just made it, I think.
Barbara, I've evolved a horror story that beats anything I've ever heard of. There's one thing, however, I haven't sorted out yet. Why were those newly stolen diamonds taken out of this caravan?
Why were they put here in the first place?
Oh, that's easy. The thief, whoever he was, wanted a quick hiding place.
Do you know who took them in the first place?
Yes, I'm almost certain, but... Hold it, someone at the door.
Are you in?
Yes. Oh, do come in. Why, it's Miss Carroll.
Yes, it is, but I'm not coming in.
But why not? I've had the pleasure of entertaining Miss Martha, why not you?
That's her affair. I've come to repeat the message I sent Cutler with. He told you to get off our land.
That's right. And I promised him I'd move in the morning.
I do not like strangers about, especially strangers whom I meet spying round our house.
As I told you yesterday, I came up to see how Miss Martha was after she'd been gassed by the exhaust from my car.
Very well, then. I accepted that.
And in a very peculiar way. You forbade me to go to her room and ask her. You even called Cutler to use his gun.
I do as I like, as I am entitled to with strangers. Suspicious ones. And now I'm leaving you.
Would you like me to drive you up to the house?
No, thank you. Please go away by the morning. I do not wish to be rude, but we prefer it that way. Good night.
Good night. Oh, how is Cutler?
He's very well. Why shouldn't he be?
Exactly. Why shouldn't he be? One more thing. Give my kind regards to Miss Martha.
I'm sorry I cannot do that. We endeavor never to see each other. Good night.
Didn't even see Cutler in the back of the house. Well, what do you know?
I don't know anything, but apparently you do.
Yes, I do. Barbara, my dear, there goes a dangerously mad woman.
No.
But yes. And moreover, my dear, she packs a gun.
What?
I could see the outline of a small automatic under the waist of that blouse she was wearing. I saw also a diamond bracelet under the sleeve of that same blouse.
Do you mean to say that elderly lady stole those diamonds 48 hours ago?
I'm practically certain of it. And another thing. I believe she stole those diamonds we saw in Martha's room 30 years ago.
It's fantastic. And she's hung on to them all these years?
Yes, to gloat over them at times. Those sort of people don't steal for profit. They're merely fascinated by the gems and ridden by a sort of possession complex.
What are you going to do about it?
Difficult to say at present. I can't very well go to the police.
Why not?
Well, I'd have to say I made an illegal entry, wouldn't I? Or how would I know? And there's another factor. The skeleton.
Dear heaven, yes. I thought people's bones sort of fell apart when...
The flesh tissues had perished, you mean?
Yes. But that skeleton was complete.
Yes, so I noticed. A skillful medico or surgeon, however, can assemble the bones. Well, staples, wires, rivets and such. Hence the complete skeletons in museums and medical colleges.
So that one may be one of those?
Yes, maybe. Maybe not.
You don't think so. Rolly, what have you discovered? You're keeping something back. Gosh, why don't you get on with your caravan tour and I'll get back to town. I've got prickles in my spine.
I'll drive you to the station if you like, but I doubt if you'll find a train for a few hours yet. Wait. I've got an idea. Look, my dear, things are really very serious.
What is the idea?
I'm going to try out something and set my mind at rest over this business. Come on, help me. I'm going to couple up the caravan and drive away.
But she said you could wait for daylight.
I know, but all the same, you back the car for me and don't ask any questions. I'll just pull the old girl's leg a bit.
Ready!
That's it. I'll fix the coupling in a minute. That's got it. Now, off we go.
Which way?
Towards Tower House. It's only a couple of miles, and we'll drive slowly past.
I think I see what you're up to. You want her to think you've gone, and you're going back to that horrible house.
I am. Well, are you coming in with me?
I wouldn't stay on this lonely road by myself for a crown. Did you see her standing at her window as we passed?
Yes, that's all to the good. I was hoping she'd hear us. Now, quiet. I don't want to run into our crazy cutler and his gun.
I think I can just see the room through this crack in the shutters. Wonder whether the other sister's in.
No, Barbara. Martha's not really in.
But she is. I can see her. Good heavens, she's standing up.
That's not Martha. That's Carol.
But...
Watch her. Look. The ottoman. She's getting all those jewels out. Putting them on.
Masses of them.
You're watching an exhibition of that lust for possession I mentioned earlier.
Oh, for heaven's sake, let's go away.
Not yet. Listen.
My beauties. My sparkling beauties. Jewels, how I love you. And how well you suit me. I declare I am a queen.
Oh, I can't stand this.
Everybody always maintained I was the beauty of the family, didn't they? Dear, oh dear, Martha, I was forgetting you can't see from there, can you? Always jealous of me, oh dear. Well, wait till I just open the door and let you peep. But hands off, my dear, hands off.
What on earth is she about?
Opening the door of the old chest.
The skeleton.
Yes, Barbara. That is Martha, or all that's left of her.
Look. Look, Martha. How do I seem to you now? Listen, this is your last look, my dear. 1 or 2 seconds only, and then I shoot you again. 1, 2, 3. Make it 1 more, Martha. 4.
Let me smash that window, Barbara. She mustn't use firearms in that room. It's full of petrol. I'll grab the gun.
No,
got it.
No, no. How dare you? How dare you? dare you?
I've got it. Help me, Mother. She's as strong as an ox.
Cutler! I be coming. What are you, Miss Sarah? Raging, falling, pouring us.
Don't fire, you fool. Help me get her out. This place will be a furnace in a second.
It's a bad show, Barbara. The poor woman died of shock and old man Cutler died of burns.
And we were lucky to get out alive. The whole of Tower House burned to the ground.
Yes, taking a grim secret with it. You see, Carol was a murderess.
I realized that when you told me the skeleton was Martha. How did you know?
I tumbled to it when I saw the leg bones. They were terribly misshapen. You remember, a horse rolled on her? As joint heiress, Carol was jealous of her, wanted the man in the case and all the money herself. She shot her twin Martha, but there was no corpus delicti, because she played both parts very skillfully, using the auto chair as Martha, walking around as Carol, for 30 years. A dual performance. Jekyll and Hyde was a child's idea compared to that.
But the skeleton of Martha.
That came very easy to Carol. When we searched her room, I noticed two certificates. She was a qualified doctor and surgeon. The reduction of Martha to skeleton and the expert assembly of the bones presented no difficulty at all.
She was mad, of course, poor soul.
Yes, she was mad. And apparently her last robbery after 30 years just turned the scale.
And no one will ever know now of her crime.
No. The skeleton will, of course, disintegrate. Rivets and such will disappear in the heat, and everyone will think poor Martha died in the flames.
But she'll be found out of her chair.
No. As a matter of fact, I just managed to incur the wrath of a fireman by sneaking into the embers and chucking most of the bones near what was left of the old chair. Barbara, do me a favor, will you?
What?
When you marry the man of your choice, bar twins in the family.
Thus, another case is brought to a successful conclusion, and Roland Fletcher can turn his gaze elsewhere as he waits for the beckoning finger of adventure, who will surely not long delay her beloved Grey Goose.